Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Coker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Quinn. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Mel Quinn. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rose. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Rose steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Perez reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 0-for-1 in the game. Coker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Queen hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rose is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Perez reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Ron Taylor now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms is walked intentionally. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan pinch hits for Jerry Grote. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Queen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Renef now pitching. John Sullivan now catching. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Queen strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buczek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buczek hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Hal Renef. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Pinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pinson. Johnson moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Stahl moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Shaw now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. May reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coker is walked intentionally. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Queen bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Buchek covering, for the out. May moves to third. Coker moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Coker scores. It's 6-1, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-3 in the game. Buchek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Queen. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.